youth in the youth retreat last week. In this age, it's very, you have a lot of things to really support your prayer. So let's say when I was younger, I didn't really have the smartphone or AI. I really have to look up things in the dictionary. I have to really search through PC. Same thing with you probably. But this age, someone is always there who can actually do things for you. Just pushing one button, they can actually receive all this information. Just think about Rakuten, coupon, all this Amazon. Just one click. Then these people will actually deliver it to you. So the kids who actually do will think that they don't really have to think about it. It's the same. The Holy Spirit is actually doing it for you. So God, the kids, if they can actually do all this spiritual interpretation, then it's easier for the kids to really do, can do that prayer. But the Satan is actually really using all those things and then deceiving. So we have to rely on the spiritual advocate. We have to understand the next generations, especially for the greatest support and advocate is not the parents, it's not the teachers, it's the Holy Spirit. Then you have to tell them that who listen to the word of God who is filled with the Holy Spirit. That's how we were really created like that. First, God really gave us the Holy Spirit. Second, God really gave us the teachers, parents, and the pastors, of course, to really nurture the new family member, the next generations. You don't listen to the parents or teachers. You have to listen to the people who are really filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they can be victorious. The new family member, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? It's the God, the triune God. There's three persons in one. Matthew 3:16-17. So the Spirit of God had really came down as the white dove. In Genesis 1:26, we were created in the image of God. And how does it really work? He's the one who gives the power, the healing, and the restore. And he has the spirit of creation, and he is the one who will really create. When the Holy Spirit works, and then our sin will be revealed. Those people who are really filled with the Holy Spirit is the one who can actually admit their sins. Ananias really said to the 1 Corinthians, if you really put something other than Christ, then you will be surely destroyed. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and then you already know what the problem is. That when the Holy Spirit really works upon us, then you can actually identify their own sins. So when the Holy Spirit comes upon them and works upon them, and then these people will really be able to know what the sin is, and then they will really accept Jesus. So they will really know what the sin is, and then they will really repent and confess
And then when they really confess their sins, and that's when they can actually be saved. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth. And the Holy Spirit will really show us what the truth is. And that He is the advocate. How will He, will it be helping us? Then we can be reborn. 27:4 Ephesians 4:22-23. So the old us will be really gone. The new has come. They have really, our status has been really changed to something that we can actually call the Father. How Holy Spirit will just really help us to really support. So God's work, God's plan will be the one that you really have to proclaim. So you go to this place, that place, you really have to do all this evangelism. The Holy Spirit will tell you. So how can you ask help to the Holy Spirit? Everything will be taught, will give you the peace. And even if you don't know, then ask the fact and truth, and the Holy Spirit will tell you. So that how exactly will it help you? Romans 8. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. So I really met 7 of them in from the high school. So one of my friend is a pastor. Multi-ethnic pastor. Another person is also a pastor and have the ministry. I said it. And then we started having a forum. Our status, our spiritual state, they talked about it. Then they're really aching. We have all these problems. So we really have all this huge problem, and I can't really do anything. I want to do something, but that's we can't really say. Now if I were in their shoes, and then it's also it will be my problem as well, because to them, there's only the prayer we can actually say and we can do. It doesn't really matter how reasonable or how great that thing is. If that Holy Spirit doesn't work upon this person, we really have to pray for them. It's not really pray. You don't really pray with the covenant, with the hope. Because their family is the Christian. Then those they are the people who really believe in God. So the great hope for yourself, for the people who really believes in God, has the hope. Of course, you can just really pray with the tears. But if the Holy Spirit works upon you, upon them, it would be fine. Then they really said, yes, that's only one thing I can really do. Then every day, then they really pray. Same thing with us. Then with the prayer of my parents and of you, then the Holy Spirit in me really worked for me. So those if you're in pains and hardships, then you can actually be able to remember the God's word. Oh, I can just pray. I can just pray to God. That's how we can actually get help from the Holy Spirit. When you really pray for someone, if you're really praying for someone who really who has the Holy Spirit has the hope, because the Holy Spirit can work in themselves. But the non-believers, they don't have the hope. So that's why you really need to pray with the tears and all the heart of agony. Your family or the new family member or the person that you're actually nurturing who are really away from church and they're really doing something wrong is still fine, because you can actually pray for them so that the Holy Spirit in themselves can actually work. So with this covenant assurance, you have to really start praying. Then the Holy Spirit, Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So he's the one who will really move all the environment and the people. So your incessant prayer is very important. If you really pray for a new family member, please move that person's heart and change the environment. With the faith, you have to keep praying for them. Then how can we really receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit? If we don't listen to the God's word, there's no way for us to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can only work based on the God's word. So the Holy Spirit is the one that will really do according to what God's word said. So you should really have the word of God to follow. So the Holy Spirit is the one who will really make me remember and recall the God's word. Acts Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Romans 8:26-27, in the same way the Spirit help us in the weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. So Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. When you're really guided by the Holy Spirit, so all this faithful talk, through the forum, we can be guided. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So only the whole person, the person with the Holy Spirit can lead the person of the Holy Spirit. Through forum, you can actually help them, support them, so that our faith will be growing. So Satan knows this, and that's why Satan will be really attacking us. So that Satan doesn't really want us to be connected spiritually. So it will try to disconnect, then try to connect us through just with the thoughts and then desires and the worldly things. Proverbs. Three, 5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Someone who is not really guided by the Holy Spirit will lean on their own thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Those people who are not really guided by the Holy Spirit will really follow their own thoughts. Romans 12:2. Do not conform from the pattern of this world, but be transferred by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Isaiah 2:22. Stop trusting in mere humans who have but a breath in their nostrils. Why hold them in esteem? The important thing in the walk of faith is that you shouldn't be centered with the people. Doesn't matter how that person's walk of faith is great. You really have to follow that God that this person is following. It's important. You shouldn't really nurture them so that this person will follow you. You really have to make sure that this person will be able to follow God. You shouldn't be centered with the be centered with themselves and with the people. That those people are the ones who are not really be guided by the Holy Spirit. How can we really be assured? John 14:27. God will give us the peace that will not be given by the world. So we have no choice but to fail. It's God who actually protected us. And to Joseph, then Pharaoh really said, I've never seen someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. The one who really always confessed that the Jesus is the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And those people who really be guided by the Holy Spirit can actually confess. Ephesians 5. Galatians 4:6. Because you are His sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Those people who are really with the Holy Spirit is the one who really seek for the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Please give me the peace that it cannot be provided by the world. Continuously, these people who will be the person of the Holy Spirit will be the one who will be always seeking the Holy Spirit. So please, you have to really help them so that they can actually. So you shouldn't really give them your own thought. You should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you really pray? You usually don't pray, right? Not the end, to start. You should really pray before the forum. It's not really about that time to really say it. You really have to share the forum so that you can really help each other. You should be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not like what to say. Please be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us really be able to recall the grace that I have received today. Then you can actually pray like that. And through the prayer, we can actually feel it's not really good or bad, or it's painful or not. It's all the go beyond the human relationship. Especially for the new family member and the next generations, you have to help them and become the witness of the prayer so that they can actually really pray for the Holy Spirit throughout today's worship. Please give them that grace so that they, no matter where they go, they can really testify the work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.